I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and we are talking all things Super Bowl. Jop is too lazy to be here this weekend. He's laying around on some beach somewhere. So Chaz is filling in for him, and we're gonna jet down to Lafayette, Louisiana, on the Grillin' line and talk to my boy T. Gidd. How are you, baby?
Man, I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
I'm just always curious what's going on in your smoker for something like this. You and I, neither one of us get to watch our favorite teams on it, but we're still going to at least show up with some food, show up so it blows up. What are you going to do? What are you making?
Well, I don't know. You know, it depends on the weather. You know, down here, if the temperature drops 10 degrees, it's gumbo time, you know. So we did a gumbo last Sunday. We smoked some made some roux on our Cajun grill, made some applewood smoked roux, and made a delicious chicken and sausage gumbo. Make your toes curl, man, I'm telling you, down to your soul. And, you know, if it's a little breezy outside, a little cool outside, we might make another gumbo on the grill. Or appetizers are really good around here, man. You know, we got a lot of good seafood right now. Crawfish is in season. We may make a crawfish etouffee. Serve that over some beautiful white rice. We might make some shrimp en brochettes, you know, some nice shrimp wrapped in bacon on the grill, finger foods. We might make some Cajun boudin shotgun shells, you know, some nice pasta shell stuff with some boudin wrapped
really?
In bacon.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
Yeah, and I saw this new thing on social media. I'm going to have to try that. We're doing a show tonight. We're going to cook it. It's called the Cajun King Cake. And what you use is some pastry dough, and you make a crawfish etouffee. We're going to do it with crawfish etouffee. I've seen it done with boudin. And we're going to do some crawfish etouffee, and we're going to put it in this pastry dough, and we're going to make a nice round, basically a pie. And then you put it on the grill, and you bake it. And we're going to top it with some crawfish etouffee on top, and then drizzle it with some food dyed cream cheese, you know, some purple, yellow, and green, just like a traditional king cake. But
oh, that sounds cool. So cool.
Love, baby.
That sounds so cool.
Isn't that great?
I would love to have some good Louisiana boudin. I'll tell you, my buddy brought me some up a couple years back, and that is just one of the coolest. Why don't you describe that for people, what that is?
Well, when people see it, they say, oh, it's a sausage. Well, it's kind of like it looks like a sausage, and it's in a sausage casing, you know. But the inside, there's rice, there's chicken livers and meat and onions and onion tops and broth and stock. And you mix it all up in a big vat. You cook it down, and then they put it in a contraption, and you basically, like you would make sausage, but you make it into boudin.
So they actually they cook all that before they stuff it in the casing.
That's exactly right.
Oh.
And then traditionally, when you go into a grocery store and you get a couple links of boudin and a bag of Lay's chips and an ice cold bottle of Coke, which is a Cajun perfect lunch right there.
Uh-huh.
But no, they normally steam it in a rice pot. But I tell you, we started cooking it on the grill, and it's quickly become the better way of serving it, because when you bite into the casing, instead of being all rubberized,
right.
Gets a snap.
It's actually digestible. It breaks up and chewy. It chews up pretty good.
So that's like a medium-sized casing. Is that like a sheep intestine, basically, is what they use that for, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, it's not like the little Kaneka sausages. It's a little bit bigger,
right.
More like a smoked sausage, like a Hillshire's Farm type size smoked sausage,
uh-huh.
About an inch and a
like a size of a brat. Yeah. Okay.
Like a brat, yeah, but a little bit longer. You know, a brat's about what, 6 inches long.
So, do you have a recipe you use? Do you ever make your own boudin?
I've never made my own boudin because I can go literally like 2 minutes down the street and get the best boudin in the world, you know.
But so, for those of us who can't.
I tell you what, I could probably dig up a nice recipe.
I wish you would. That would be awesome.
I'd love to.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'm on a mission.
So we're talking with T-Gid from Lafayette, Louisiana. You've all heard him on here before. He's got a TV show called Grilling with the Gurus. He's just come out with a spice that I'm trying to promote up here in Michigan just a little bit. And so far, we've got Sobe Meats carrying it, and I did a tasting last week. And I was winning over hearts and minds, and what I found amazing was how people were afraid of Cajun.
That, you know, Bob, that's why we did this. You know, my wife and I, okay, so I'm Cajun. I'm three parts Cajun, one part Irish. It's a good mix, okay? I don't care what anybody says. And I travel a lot. You know, I mean, I've been traveling my whole business career. You go into a Cajun, quote-unquote Cajun restaurant in Baltimore, Maryland, you know, and you order some jambalaya or crawfish etouffee, and, it, you know, sometimes it's pretty good. Most of the time, it's not. And most of the time, it's the seasoning. And you know, you see Cajun seasonings on the shelf. When I do a cookout, I call over and see what they got. And it's you know, the traditional, you know, worldwide recognized Cajun seasoning, which is either too salty or way too hot. And so when I make my own, you know, I started making my own concoction. And when I did a cookout, and people say, I can't eat Cajun. What, you allergic?
Right.
No. It's too spicy. And
right.
I'm like, I don't know what you're eating, but it's not Cajun.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not Cajun. That's not the way I was taught by my mama, my grandfather, my daddy, and nobody. Nobody cooks where it's too hot. It has a little zest. It has a little bit of a kick.
Right.
But it's more about the flavor.
You only do that once or twice, and nobody eats it, so you just wasted your food. So
yeah. Everybody said, well, just throw some more cayenne in there. That makes it Cajun.
No.
Like, no, dude,
no.
Come on. So we came out with our own concoction, and we put a couple of key ingredients in there that nobody is putting. Everybody puts it in a Cajun dish, but nobody's putting it in a seasoning. And I'll tell you what it is, but then everybody would know, and everybody would copy it. So when you use this seasoning and you salt your dish to your salt preference, everything else will be there. It'll be a subtle heat there,
yeah.
But the flavor.
And here's the beauty of it, in my opinion. You've put enough paprika or red peppers, whatever it is, giving it the red, that
right.
You can actually see the level of a spice you're putting on. Because like with garlic salt or some of those things that are so clear, you can't really tell how much you're putting on. We've all overspiced things. You can always add more. And for that taste testing I did at Sobe's, I put a light flavoring on before I cooked the chicken. And I did skinless, boneless chicken thighs. And then some of the guys I was test tasting it with, some of the butchers in there, they're good foodie guys, right? So they're like, well, it's not very spicy. And I said, okay. So I added a little more, and I give them a little more. And so I got it to where I could do it visually to see how much of that to put on. And I think that's the easiest, you know, simplest takeaway I could give you on it, because I'm a simple person.
No, I mean, we have a four pepper blend. We got white, black, cayenne, and chipotle. I mean, it's there. But we got a lot of paprika. We got a lot of garlic powder, onion powder, all the key essentials that you put in most Cajun dishes. It's in there.
Well, I'm telling you, I think the paprika is the brilliance to it, because it again, gives you that visual aid. So you might not hurt people. But anyway, my point was, I made a lot of people get rid of their fear of Cajun at Sobe Meats, and now they're buying your spice. It's called Extra Cajun. It was just fun, and I, you know, I'm a salesman, right? So I had to really put my selling shoes on, because a lot of these people were, you know, when a man would tell me he wouldn't try it, I would just shame him, because his wife would come up and she'd say, I'll try it. And I'd look at the guy like, you little. And then finally, I'd just pressure him to where he finally tried it. And he's like, oh, that wasn't so bad. It's like, that wasn't so bad. Really?
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can say.
Some of
the biggest
people.
Compliment I can give, Bob, when we came out with this seasoning was from real Cajuns. You know what I mean? I gave some to my brother, who you know, my brother.
Gregory, yeah.
And he ain't going to pull no punches.
Oh, no.
He's going to call. Oh, no. He's going to tell you if it's bad, it's bad. when I gave him my sample and he cooked a pot roast and a gumbo with it, he said, don't change a damn thing. He said, this is perfect. Keith, it's incredible. And when I had another compliment.
Hey, brother, I'm up against the clock, and I'm getting the hurry up from getting the hook from Conrad. So you send me that recipe, brother. I want to make boudin. Some boudin.
Yes, sir.
T-Gid from the Percy.
Boudin, baby. Nothing better.
T-Gid, Percy Guidry Company, Lafayette, Louisiana. My brother, I love you.
Love you too, Bobby.
All right, see ya. Okay, that is the show. And Conrad, you just did a wonderful job. We didn't run out of tape or anything. I'm so proud of you. But Chaz, thanks for filling in.
Hey, no problem.
We'll be back next week. See ya.